Sean Castile, Extension Soybean Agronomist, Purdue University.
Let's start off talking about the panel today.
Yeah, so as we are looking at the crop report, so we've got for Indiana, we got a yield forecast of 58 bushels, which, you know, is the top that we've seen. If we go back to 2016, the final year yield that year was 57.5, so we're half bushel ahead of that as far as the maximum yield or the highest we've ever seen. In terms of yield trend, we're about 12% above what was trended for this year, which was, what, I think about 51.7 bushels per acre.
Did any of those numbers surprise you?
Not really. You know, the season's been one that's been kind of unique. We think about we want to start to pull the trigger on some late April plantings and soybeans to be optimal. And, you know, if we did that, that would have been frost seeding, and we just couldn't do it. But we eventually opened it up in the first or second week of May and had some really good plantings, and the crop's just been out of the ground, had a lot of heat units. So able to develop, we've been ahead of schedule probably anywhere from 10 to 14 days when you name the stage. So if that's emergence, if that's blooming, are now pod set. So we started off well. We've got a good potential. It's just now about finishing it out.
What do the crops need to finish strong?
Yeah, so at this point, again, we're still about 10 to 14 days ahead of schedule. So that's great because that's utilizing our longer days that we've got left before they really tail off. So that's heat units, that's thermal energy, that's sunlight itself. With all those, you need the temperature, but you need the moisture. So where we're at right now is that we need to maintain good soil moisture. Okay, rains are great, but it's about soil moisture. So then we can withstand anything that's going to be a higher temperature. So we are a little bit above normal for temperatures right now. So to finish this out, where we're at, need good adequate moisture, not too much. We don't need our wet feet kind of thing. If we have that, we can withstand some of the warmer temperatures and have good seed fill and have a duration that doesn't senesce early.
Were there any problems this year, like disease pressure or anything like that?
Yeah, once we got out, there were a few pockets. You think about back in June, we would catch some heavy rains, you know, inch, 2-3 inches, sometimes more than that in a given day or two. And then we turned the switch to 90-some degrees. And so that was a recipe for some Phytophthora early. So we definitely had areas that were getting hit with Phytophthora. Those low-lying areas that were saturated also had some issues with root development, just nitrogen supply from fixation. But we kind of got out of that eventually. And then over the probably past 2 weeks, we've had some frog eye pop up, southwest part of the state in particular. I have heard of a few areas in the northeast. So we've just had a few of those. People pulled the trigger on fungicide sprays when they were warranted. Those heavy dew mornings are really just prime for that. So I think that there's a decent amount of protection out there. Otherwise, we're looking pretty good.
And any advice to farmers right now as they look towards the end of the season?
Yeah, as we look at the end, I just want to encourage folks that, you know, at State Fair, we get out and enjoy that, but not forget that we still have a crop to finish. So to get out and just take a look at those, see if there is any issues popping up. We've got a good yield potential, and so I'd hate to have something come in. So whether it's an insect, a disease, or, you know, nutritional problem, you know, kind of slip under and catch us by surprise. So that's one. Two, with this crop advancing as quickly as it is, get those combines ready and be ready to cut beans and cut beans whenever they're ready, not whenever the field is completely brown. There may be fields that we pull the trigger on that the stems are still green, but those pods, they're dry. We need to be 13-14% moisture. We don't need to be losing out on yield when we're cutting beans at 10 or 11%.